Castle Audio, talking about relationships. Relationships from an experience of years and years and years of experience, years and years of dealing with different star signs, years and years and years of listening to, oh, this one complaining and this one talking and this one complaining and this one talking and this one complaining and this one. That's what it's about, complaining and talking. But it all comes down to the same thing. Relationships create activity in our lives that we communicate, we talk about. When you found the right one, you announce it on Facebook, you announce it on your Instagram, you announce it to everybody. I found the right one. I'm in love. You announce to the world and people are talking about it. He's in love. She's in love. Isn't it fantastic? He's just got engaged. She just got engaged. Are they having a baby? It's about relationships. Relationships create the maximum amount of excitement and communication in all our lives. Similarly, when you've just got divorced, you know, everybody announces it. I've just got divorced. I'm free and single again. I'm divorced. I've broken up. I've finished the relationship. Okay, it creates a maximum amount of energy. All the energies are created. Maximum energies, communicative energies are created by relationship energies. Relationships between countries when peace deals get made. Where relationships, where energies when divorces get made. There's a war going on. Relationship energies is a definition of humanity. Relationship energies, therefore, need to be understood, especially this year with Sun and Mercury and Venus and Sagittarius, New Moon and Sagittarius on the 23rd of November and Thanksgiving on the 24th of November, Jupiter being a planet of the solar system going direct, and most importantly, we have a full moon in Gemini making a conjunction to Mars in Gemini. Mars is a definition of quality of life. I have a better quality of life because I've got a better quality of life. Now, when you're in a relationship with somebody and there's a harmony in the relationship, you've got a better quality of life. You've got strength. Somebody that's married, solid, married, love married, you know you're solid. You do things together. You buy a home together. You buy a house together. You buy an apartment together. You buy things together. You do things together. You're solid together. Relationships are partnerships. Partnerships they offer a different energy to what you offer. You offer a different energy, but nonetheless, it's a cohesive energy. And that cohesive energy is what keeps people together forever and ever and ever. That's what the full moon in Gemini is all about. Those of you who are in love, those of you who have just got started dating, you're madly in love. You can't be separated. You can't be broken up. You just can't be. That's the definition of the full moon on the 9th of December. So why is it that people have damaged relationships? Because they don't understand the other partner, or they're simply inappropriate for the other partner, or they are not communicatively understanding what the other person really wants. And hence, that's why I've created this extra audio. I personally always define, and all of the relationships, all of the readers I've ever done readings for about that relationship, I've always said to you, the opposite star sign is the best. The opposite to your sun sign is the magnetism of attraction. You're always telepathically in tune with each other. And it's just so easy. It makes the life easy. Air and fire signs belong together with air and fire signs. Earth and water star signs belong together in earth and water star signs. That's the next best option. The other next best option is depending on the strength of your moon, because it's your emotions that hold relationships together. Moon also needs the opposition as well. Opposition means I'm bonded forever. And ever. I feel them, I'm in tune with them completely forever and ever. Every other permutation in life is a challenge. Now, sometimes we get a challenge because Saturn defines that we need the challenge to teach us about relationships in order for us to adapt. People who want a perfect relationship never get a perfect relationship. People who understand as you get older and older, I want the perfect one for me. I don't want somebody perfect. I just want somebody perfect for me. And I emphasize the words perfect for you. When you understand who you are, then you know what you need out of a relationship. Perfect for you. Now, let's talk about men and women. Because I'm a man, because I understand men better, because I understand women, it just makes it easy for me to express it. But don't take offense by anything I say. I'm just explaining the truth. And some people don't like hearing the truth sometimes. They want to pretend that the truth doesn't exist. Let's just define it very bluntly and very truthfully. All girls, all women, from a young age, you're told by your mother, because it's in your mother's influence that's making sure that you make the right choices in finding a man in life. You make the right choices defined by what your mother's experiences have been. Again, it's the mother experience. So your mother's experience is teaching you that I've been through this and you need therefore something that I haven't got. So for example, if your father was a loser, if your father didn't have prosperity or money problems, or he had money problems, or your parents were divorced, then your mother says, make sure that you marry somebody rich. You all heard the expression, right? Marry somebody with money. Marry somebody with prospects. Marry somebody that's qualified. Marry somebody that's got the potential to make money. Marry a businessman. Marry somebody that's going to make millions. Marry, that's right. Yeah, I'm only telling you the truth. That's what mothers tell their daughters. That's what sometimes fathers make sure that their daughters also look for. Because he knows you can't marry somebody that's a loser. You've got to marry somebody with potential. Because potential means you can then have children. You can then grow together. You can then have that stability of life that you don't have to worry about the things that other people have worried about, or they've worried about when they were in their childhood. The definition of that is therefore they're telling you, I want you to have a quality of life. Whilst money defines a good quality of life, but what they're actually saying is, we've had it difficult. I want you to have a quality of life. That's the real message. But the quality of life is defined in different countries by materialism, by wealth. Now, somebody living in, for example, where I'm living in Eastern Europe, may have a different quality, different expectation to somebody in the States. Somebody in India might have a different expectation to somebody in Australia. Why? Because the different quality of life, different ambitions, different aims, different levels of quality are defined by our personality. And that's why sometimes it's very difficult when you do travel to different countries to find somebody appropriate for you, because we have a different standard of living. We have a different etiquette. We have a different upbringing. We're in a different league. Again, that's another expression of what we talk about relationships. So, I'm talking to the men now. What are women looking for? You know they're looking for money. All right, they're looking for safety, security. They're looking for a better quality of life. And if you aren't giving a woman a better quality of life, then they're not going to be interested in you. And you know it. You've seen it before. Right? You've seen it. It's something new. I'm just telling you the truth. They're looking for a better quality of life. And they define quality of life because of they need more money because they're women. It's a fact of life. Women have got more expenses. I was talking to one of my exes. You know, when you go to the pharmacy store, when you go to the drugstore and you're buying, for men, all we have to do is buy a toothpaste, a toothbrush, maybe some shampoo, and that's it. We're done. We don't need anything else. Women have to have the cosmetics. They have to have the makeup. They have to have this. They have to have that. It's expensive. It's expensive to be a woman. When you're talking about clothes, we can wear the same clothes every single day for a week, right? I mean, of course, we're going to change our shirts and change our undergarments, but we can get away with being on the cheap. Women can't. They can't get away with it. It's just a fact of life. So women have a more materialistic aspect or approach to life because they need it. It's not, I'm going to add the word, they're not greedy. They just know they need it. And those of you who are married, you know they need it. It's a fact of life. They need their maintenance. They call it low maintenance, high maintenance. We define our girlfriends or ex-wives by low maintenance or high maintenance. It's a fact of life. It's just a fact of life. So don't get angry. Men, I'm telling you now straight, can't get angry with women who are high maintenance or low maintenance. It's just, that's the way the system is, right? That's the way the automobile runs. That's the way their mechanism runs. One of the biggest problems is when men think they are equal to women and women think they are equal to men. We're not. Women, in many ways, are better than men, and men, in many ways, are better than women. It's we're different configuration. Now, I know that might get me into trouble with some people because they think of equality. No, it's not equality. Women, when you talk about going to the, just give an example of pharmacy, going to the drugstore, getting the cosmetics, women cost more. It simply costs more. A man can get away with it. Makeup, nothing like that, none of that stuff. So, we are just different, all right? You've got to accept we are different, and we are therefore need to understand our differences. We need to understand that's who we are. When a woman is looking for a man, she's looking for a better quality of life. Now, he might have money. He might have all the things that she wants, all the things, but his personality is no good because he may take life too seriously. Then sooner or later, it's going to end in divorce. Oh, he's so boring. Oh, he gets on my nerves. Oh, he's so dominant. Oh, he's so authoritarian. Oh, he doesn't understand me. Yet they're all the things that women, whilst they found the bank account, whilst they found the man with money, they've got somebody that just totally doesn't understand them. And that's why women go through they make that decision. They make an emotional decision, maybe after 5 years of marriage, 10 years of marriage, or the midlife crisis. No, I'm through with it. He doesn't understand me. I'm living in a different, he's living in a different planet. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Yes, that's the expression. So we're talking about, he doesn't understand me, and therefore I'm through with it. And that's why relationships prior to 2020, they all broke up. Now, if those people went through coronavirus together in their relationship, and they just haven't got through the divorce proceedings because, well, it was coronavirus for a couple of years and it was difficult. This is where it's over. It's over. There's nothing going to hold it together anymore after the 9th of December. However, what you're going to recognize now is if he is going to understand you, he will understand you completely. You realize he understands you completely at the 9th of December. That's what the next component you're looking for. So now let's talk about the other way around. What are men looking for out of women? Now, there are some men that I'll say, and this also applies to masculine star signs, some men are just looking for beauty and sex. All right, let's talk it straight. They're looking for a woman that's going to arouse them, that's going to turn them on, that's going to sexually attracted to them. And it doesn't matter if he doesn't understand me. It doesn't matter if we don't even speak the same language. That's why some men go on those holidays to, whether it be to the sex capital of whatever, Dubai, or they go to the sex capital of Thailand somewhere, or they go to Mexico or wherever. They go for sex. They don't care, or go on a drug holiday to Colombia or Peru, because they don't care that they don't understand the language. They are just addicted to the energy of sex. That's what they're addicted to. So that's why they go to those foreign places to have a good time. They don't care that they're not understood. They're just doing it for their selfish means, but they still need that energy, and that energy is defined by the beauty. She turns me on. Now, those of you who are in marriage and relationships, you know that your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, they are in love with you. You know that the sexual energy, the sexual chemistry is right. And that's why you know you're going to stay together forever and ever, because the sexual chemistry is right. The animal instinct inside you is right. The man knows, this is the woman. I don't care that she spends lots of money. I don't care that she's high maintenance. I don't care about all the other nonsense that I hear from her. He's happy for the sexual chemistry, and he's in it for life. And the women know, once they've got a man, the chemistry is right, they know they've got him for life. And it's an addiction, a two-way addiction. So the man is looking for that beauty, that charm that women provide, and the sexual energy, the chemistry that the man needs. And as long as he's got it, he's happy. He's a happy man. He'd be happy forever and ever and ever. Never. He'll be happy. He'll be happy to serve, to help, to be, to fortify. That you may say is a simplistic version of the man. However, the reason why men go astray and the reason why men get turned off is because we hear negativity. We don't want negativity from women. We tolerate and we put up with a certain amount, just like women put up a certain amount from where. We tolerate a certain amount, but we don't want negativity. We don't want argumentative relationships. Argumentative relationships remind us all our exes. The reason why every man in the world, you ask any man in the world, why did you break up with her? Well, the sex was good, the relationship was this, it was good. She was argumentative. She was always argumentative. And an argumentative woman is toxic for a man. Oh, there's no peace and quiet. He wants a quality of life. Let's define it, quality. When you go to the travel lodges or the holiday, some in hotels, those travel overnight hotels, sometimes you can hear the noise from other rooms. When you go to a quality hotel like the Ritz or the Carlton, or you go to the elegant hotel, you're not going to hear any noise. There's a quality, there's an etiquette, there's a refinement. You got a holiday resort, a nice, elegant 5-star holiday resort. There's an etiquette, there's a refinement. When you go to the dining hall, and there's in Danubius hotels in Hungary, you go to the dining hall and people are queuing, people are standing together, but there's an etiquette. They're not pushing and shoving like in McDonald's or a Kentucky Fried Chicken. There's an etiquette, there's a quality. That's what men are looking for out of a relationship. We're looking for quality. Quality in the love, quality in the relationship. And quality is a refinement. We don't want argumentative. Argumentative is toxic. Argumentative spoils the relationships. And sometimes when you've had a big argument, sometimes it's just so uncomfortable. It's so toxic. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. And that's the purpose of kiss and make up. Kiss and make up sex. Because that's the way to solve the toxic energies. We all have an invisible aura. An invisible aura means I am a lovable and likable person, or I'm not. There's never really an in-between. Some people can fake it, pretending that they are lovable and likable, but otherwise you can't... Once you get to know somebody over a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of hours, or just a conversation, just a one-hour date, a conversation, you get to feel the vibe from them. Are they lovable and likable? Have they got that warmth and that charm, or they haven't? And that is, whilst women think that they're the smart ones that know it, and that they think they do because they've got the sensitivity, that I'm looking, and they know what they're looking for. They can feel, is he going to be charming and loving and loving? Is he handsome? Is he nice? He's got that charm about him. Men have got the same charm, ability to sense that same charm. Is she argumentative? Is she gonna be a fighter? Is she gonna be sweet and nice? Is she pleasant, right? And that's the conversation. Is she a feisty one, or is she a pain in the ass, or is she gonna be a quality of life? Again, the word for women to men is quality, that they talk about financial quality of life, upgrade in life. But men to women, we just want a quality of life. And quality doesn't matter about the financial status, because men have this ability to understand that I can always make money, all right? You can always go to get a job and make money. You'll always find a way to make money. So therefore, we're not looking for a woman that's got money. That's not going to do it for us. We're looking for a quality in that woman, a better quality than our exes. And the quality means a refinement. Instead of staying in a travel lodge or a student hostel somewhere or hostel overnight, you're staying in a Ritz, the Carlton Hotel. You're staying in Danubius Hotel. You're staying in a hotel overnight. You're staying in a more elegant place. And the more elegant is the quality of life. That's what men are looking for in a woman. Now, it doesn't mean that we're looking for the money that goes to stay in the Ritz or the Carlton. What we are looking for is that aura. And that's why sometimes you notice some mature women or middle-aged women, they actually look much more refined than students and youngsters and teenagers. They've got a refinement the way they do their hair. They've got a refinement about emitting to that quality. Oh, we're quality now. Middle-aged have this the quality. It's an etiquette. It's a refinement. It's a quality. And men can sense it. Right? Men have got a very good eye for knowing what the quality is. You talk about Rolex watches or Patek Philippe watches that men are looking for. We know what a quality watch looks like. We know what a fake watch looks like, and we know what the quality is. So women think that men have no idea, no sensitivity. We know, okay? And if your aura is emitting, you're not quality, you're an argumentative pain in the ass, then we keep away from you. I've said it bluntly, so you get the message now. And that's what we're leading now into the Sagittarius energy. Sagittarius Gemini energy with the full moon on the 9th of December wants you to be the best version of yourself. You want a relationship? Be the best version of yourself. Emit to the world, I am quality, and I am your quality upgrade. The next definition of relationships is what I call Saturn. And Saturn is, it's an exclusive energy. This person is mine. Once you found the right one, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, this, he's mine. He owns me. I own him. That's it. He's mine. This is mine. Don't ever mess with me. Don't ever interfere with me. And it's an exclusive energy. And when you've got that exclusive energy, then you found the Saturn energies. Now, some of you have, because you might have been in a toxic relationship, you've now realized, I've got to eliminate that toxic out of my head, out of my aura. I've now got to become happy-go-lucky again and look forward to the future of life. I want Saturn. I want to feel that Saturn energy. And Saturn's, with Aquarius energy, is actually a no energy, right? It looks at people and goes, no, that's not right for me. No, that's not, no, no. I look at that one. No, that's not right for me. It's a no. Whereas you think Saturn is saying yes to people, it excludes the garbage. It excludes the toxic. You look at somebody and go, no, that's not, no. I'm talking to those of you who are single. You're saying no. For a change, some of you will find it very unusual to actually look at somebody and go, no, no. No, it's a no. It wants you to be exclusive. No, I don't. No, that's no. And I'm emphasizing it like that, so you get that aura energy. It's a fun energy, actually, to learn to say no to somebody. You see, women, young, especially young, pretty women, they are very used to saying no. But for you as a middle-aged person, and even an older person, for you to actually learn to say no to anybody, to no is a refinement. That is Saturn in Aquarius. Learning to say no to toxic. Learning to say no to somebody that's inappropriate for you. Learning to say no. Just no. Just that you know it's no. It's not no, don't I get angry with the person. It's just no. No, no, no. You're not appropriate for me. No, no. You don't smile. No, you don't give me a quality of life. You don't give me make me feel like an upgrade. No is no. The next definition of relationships is energy. Energy is something you feel inside you. And that combination of not only you found the right one, you're feeling you've upgraded, you've elevated your energy system, means that you've now elevated not just your love life, you've energized yourself as well. And that's why people in solid, good, loving relationships, they are financially successful. They have a better quality of life. There's no negativity. There's no arguments. There's no problems. It's elevated. And once you're an elevated person, you're an upgraded. And once you're upgraded, then you're looking towards a bigger and a brighter future. My friends, I wish you a very nice season ahead. And I hope you look forward to falling in love. Falling in love is the best energy in the whole wide world. Falling in love, even if it's just for 3 months. Falling in love with life. Falling in love with good people that you'll be attracted to and people will be attracted to you.